You're listening to a podcast from the Rocking Vicars Media Motel.
Hello, podcast 210 from the Media Motel. My name is Terence Stackham. I'll tell you what's coming up right after this delicious slice of summer.
I love the colourful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon your head.
As Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields didn't make it onto Sgt. Pepper, Good Vibrations was omitted from Pet Sounds, even though the Beach Boys originally recorded it during the sessions for the album. In the end, Good Vibrations was recorded in four different recording studios over 7 months and featured, wait for it, 28 musicians, including, of course, Hal Blaine and Carol Kay from The Wrecking Crew, number one in the UK and the USA in the winter of 1966, The Beach Boys, Good Vibrations. Well, in what has become an increasingly familiar pattern in recent weeks, we have an hour or so to look back at some of the stories of the week, play 12 gorgeous pieces of music, some new, some old, and what you will surely feel is the most exciting feature, me talking about me. For certain. Last Saturday, I went to see Fleetwood Mac, at the O2 Arena in London, and of course they were amazing, and we were very lucky. We had seats right by the side of the stage. I did pay for them, I really did, but we were then even luckier because we were invited backstage before the gig to have a look around, and I got to see Stevie Nicks's tent. Stevie Nicks has a tent backstage. There was a funny moment when we were walked past. We were going back to our seats, and we walked past Lindsey Buckingham's 11 guitars that he has by the side of the stage, and I was pointing at them, and I was about 15 feet away when his guitar tech said to me, in a friendly but firm voice, "Don't touch them." And I remarked afterwards, as I would have needed to have been able to stretch my limbs in the manner of that Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four to get anywhere near them. Anyway, the really, really big deal about this Fleetwood Mac tour is that Christine McVie has rejoined them. And here from Tango in the Night is one of Christine's songs, Everywhere. The O2 last Saturday, every single one of Fleetwood Mac was in sprightly good form and looking really fit and well. And Peter Green was in the audience, which made the evening feel even more special. Someone said to me on social media Oh, Fleetwood Mac, they're so old. Like it's a crime to live past 40, you know. And that was one of the absurdities of the punk era, that silly form of denial that anyone over the age of 21 was past it and not worth bothering about. You know, there's room for everyone on life's merry-go-round. Another amusing moment last Saturday was seeing a disc jockey doing her thing outside the O2. There was some sort of promotional thing going on. She was live mixing CDs on a console, promoting a drinks company or something. And anyway, we watched her for a little while, and it struck me, not for the first time, how awkward DJs look in a live setting while the music is playing. Don't know if you've ever noticed, but let's say a track lasts 3 minutes, say, and these days it takes about 5 seconds to cue the next track. So DJs never know what to do with themselves when people are looking at them. They do this thing, don't they? They point a bit, and they put their... I was just doing it then to show you. They put their hand to their headphones so that they look busy, maybe make a minor adjustment to the level, and then they jiggle about a bit. But it never uses up that full 3 minutes, so they just hover awkwardly, like a forgotten uncle at a wedding. Now here's an interesting track. This is really amazing. It's recorded entirely by using children's toy instruments. This is a sort of joyous version of an old Doobie Brothers song.
Thank you.
itself, essentially a vehicle for the talented Matthew Mahaffey and What a Fool Believes, entirely recorded using children's toy instruments, including a teeny-weeny toy piano and a Muppets drum kit. And the track cost $80 in batteries to keep the toys running, and it had to be recorded a few notes at a time because of the limitations of those teeny-teeny instruments. So Saturday, for me, was Fleetwood Mac. Then on Monday, I went to Lourdes. That's not Lourdes, Lourdes, the home of cricket, to watch Middlesex play Hampshire. And it's always a peculiar business going to Lourdes and watching from the pavilion, because there's so many rules and regulations to remember. And in a world where even the stuffiest restaurants no longer force men to wear ties, try getting into the pavilion at Lourdes without a tie. Not a chance. Then there's the jacket thing. This is peculiar. If it's a really hot day and you're sitting on the benches in front of the pavilion at Lourdes, then you can sit in your shirt sleeves and your tie, of course. But if you want to pop into the pavilion to go to the loo or get a cup of tea, then you have to put your jacket on to go indoors. And if you buy a cup of tea, you can't drink it in the long room in the pavilion. No, you carry it through the long room and drink it back out on those benches where you can take your jacket off. So, you know, a relaxing day at the cricket, it's all quite exhausting.
Stand on a bridge overlooking the Thames, stare at my reflection, it's here I learn my lesson. Stand on a bridge overlooking the Thames, stare at my reflection, it's here I learn my lesson. Stand on a bridge overlooking the Thames, stare at my reflection, it's here I learn my lesson. Stand on a bridge overlooking the Thames, stare at my reflection, here I learn my lesson. Feel the wind against my face, feel like life is walking past me. I need to focus. I have broken many hearts, but it seems I broke my own in two. In the process, I stand on a bridge overlooking the Thames. I stare at my reflection, it's here I learn my lesson. On a bridge overlooking the Thames, stare at my reflection, it's here I learn my lesson. I hope the rain stops chasing me, surrounded by the autumn leaves. I need to focus. I'm declaring love and peace, and I hope it sets my spirit free. In the process, I stand on a bridge overlooking the Thames, I stare at my reflection, it's here I learn my lesson. I stand on a bridge overlooking the Thames, I stare at my reflection, it's here I learn my lesson. Try not to live my life in the shadows of my own fear. I need to make my choices
friend Sadie Nine first played me that track about 10 years ago. That's Kevin Mark Trail and D Thames. We're talking about cricket and Lords and all the rules. There's only two times now when I wear a tie. Cricket at Lord's and when I go to funerals. And it's difficult to judge which is the more solemn occasion. I should tell you, this is the podcast from the Media Motel. I'm Terence Stackham, an unusual name, to be sure. But it makes me easier to find on Twitter. If you want to get in touch, you can just Google my name, or you can find me by my Twitter name, which is Sir Terence. Well, while I was enjoying the cricket on Monday, it was also the first day, of course, of the tennis at Wimbledon, the annual jamboree where overindulged 15-year-olds from Godalming think they're being hilarious by shouting out, "Come on, Tim!" just as Andy Murray serves for the first set. When I was driving to the cricket on Monday, I was listening to Five Live, and a reporter was speaking to people who were queuing to get day tickets for that first Monday. And this lady said, "Oh yes, we started queuing on Saturday at 7 in the morning. 7 a.m. on a Saturday, queuing for 2 days. Now that's bohemian." See, I thought, oh, I'll play a new track here. So I included this, Bohemian Like You by the Dandy Warhols. And then I realised it's 15 years old. It's become a staple for movie soundtracks, Bohemian Like You. I looked this up and found it's been featured on the soundtrack of 9 movies, 8 TV shows, including Buffy the Vampire Slayer and 6 Feet Under. And it's the theme music for the BBC Phone-In 606. So Courtney Taylor, who wrote it, he could retire on the back of the earnings of that one song, I guess. And, of course, it's one of Theresa May's favourite songs too, so everyone wins. The tennis coverage on BBC television has been getting some criticism. It's the daily highlight show that has been the focus of debate this week, in that the BBC ditched John Inverdale, brought in Claire Balding, because every programme has to be presented by Claire Balding. I think there's a law been rushed through on that. No one else is available. But instead of simply delivering the day's sort of greatest hits or highlights, the BBC had to tinker with the format, and they've introduced this hideous new design where everyone stands around this sort of bistro table looking awkward. And they've imported some citizens, the public, who stand even more awkwardly on the fringes of the action. And they have those awful, anemic half smiles that people adopt when they don't know what to do with themselves. Just like on Top Gear and the Antiques Roadshow. And I'm guessing some overpaid manager at the BBC probably said, oh, you know, we have to make it look relaxed and authentic, drag some people in, when really all everybody wants to do is to watch some tennis. Earlier we heard a cover of a Doobie Brothers song by Matthew Mahaffey and Self, and that was the Doobie Brothers themselves covering a Motown Holland Dozier Holland track that had been a minor hit for Kim Weston. The Doobie Brothers version there reached number 29 in the UK and 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the summer of 1975. I remember it was a huge radio hit, and I can recall Capital Radio playing it almost hourly in 1975. About a year or so earlier, I was still a teenager, but I was appointed tour coordinator for this Warner Brothers tour, which featured Little Feat, Tower of Power, and the Doobie Brothers. And various members of the bands would drop into the office to phone home and store their belongings and so on. And of course, this was an age before mobile or cell phones, and they used our office number to keep in touch while they were out on the road. And one day, the coach that was carrying the Doobie Brothers should have been tootling along the M4 to London to a gig. I think it was at the Rainbow. And I got this worried phone call from their drummer. They'd stopped off en route, and that he was telling me that they were lost. And I said, well, you know, where do you think you are? Where are you? And he was looking at a sign, and he said, we're in a place called Goldchester. And it took me several seconds to realise they were lost in Gloucester.
I can't keep up with what's
only 32 years old, that track, so relatively new by my standards. The title track from Jackson Browne's album, Lawyers in Love. The lyrics reflecting the mood of the time, the Cold War, when we thought we were all going to die at the hands of Mr. Reagan or Mr. Andropov as they hit the nuclear button. Happy days. Well, this week, you will all have signed up excitedly, of course, to Apple's new music service, and you'll all be enraptured by Beats One, their new music station. Or, like me, you'll feel a whole load of meh about it. It does seem rather difficult to tune in, as it were, for the first time, according to some articles and blogs that I've read, and it seems you have to upgrade your iOS and iTunes releases before you can even download and listen to the app. My advice is stay with this podcast. No updates needed, no subscription, nothing, just you. kid in her persona of She Makes War. I love Laura's work. She's keenly independent and an admirable example of how to run it your way without compromise in the current whirlpool of the music industry. You'll often find Laura out on tours that she's booked out herself, and she uses sort of invaluable crowdsourcing. And she presents online gigs, uses social media expertly. I think any aspiring musician should really check out Laura's style of self-management and self-governance. And when she's not doing all of this, Laura plays bass for Viv Albertine. So a win every way you look. She Makes War, Slow Puncture. I know it sounds patronising when I say this, but it's not going to stop me. But I always feel a little bit sorry for people who say they don't get sport, especially cricket and football, because they're missing out on the Shakespearean drama of it all, the living, breathing mania and uncertainty that underpins every second of sporting endeavour. I say uncertainty, but there's always one surefire thing when an England national team enters a major tournament, and that surefire thing is that something will go desperately, dramatically wrong at the most inappropriate moment. So it had to be, didn't it? I stayed up Wednesday night through Thursday morning, a midnight kickoff, as the England women's football team played their World Cup semi-final against Japan. The score 1-1 in the last few seconds of additional time, and then an England defender found a way to boot the ball into her own goal, and out go England. We didn't know how it would go wrong, we just knew it would go wrong. If there's a god of football, she doesn't like England.
Where they keep all the darkness you need. You sail away.
Carl Wallinger and his World Party with Ship of Fools. A couple of weeks ago, someone asked me on Periscope if I do theatre work, that is actually acting on stage, and even the question sent a shiver down my spine, and I gave a very honest answer, I hope, which is no, because I would endure such anxiety about appearing on stage. I'd worry I'd forget the lines or fall off the stage, and I'm sure I'd have nightmares about the whole thing. And this conversation came back to me this week when I heard that Lenny Henry had walked off stage while playing Frank in Educating Rita in Chichester, when he simply lost the plot, forgot his lines, and decided the only thing to do was to walk off. He returned back on shortly after and picked up the thread, but if that happened to me, I really fear I'd spend the rest of my life in therapy. But hats off to Lenny Henry for recovering and climbing back up onto the horse.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon, a couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane. Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G. This is some sexy leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, they never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. This date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wet limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, I may never come down. Cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her, kiss my ass. 'Cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mild. Never come down. I'll try anything to try.
my favourite country songs from the last year, and a terrific video too if you'd care to take a look on YouTube. A crossover hit. It reached number 27 on the Billboard Hot 100 last summer. Dierks Bentley, Drunk on a Plane. That Lenny Henry incident is a real-life invocation of an anxiety dream, isn't it? I mean, people often dream that they're on stage due to give a great speech, but they, you know, they suddenly find they've got nothing to say. Or you dream you're in a glass-walled phone booth in a high street and you're only wearing pyjamas or or worse. Perhaps the best way to deal with drying up or freezing on stage is to follow the example of Ralph Richardson. Many years ago, he forgot his lines when he was appearing on stage, and so he shouted out, "Is there a doctor in the house?" And when a doctor stood up in the front of the stalls, Ralph Richardson said, "Doctor, isn't this a terrible play? What are we to do about it?"
You tell yourself that you can trust him, that you know him better than anybody can. You don't believe the things they tell you when the evidence is stacked against your man. Oh, I've seen it with my own eyes, and I do not want to tell you lies, but you asked me here to help you to feel better. Only lies can comfort you. Only lies will see you through. Just because a thing's convenient, well, that doesn't make it true. That's what you want. I'm sure there's some good reason for where he's gone. Maybe he was driving and the car broke down, and he's stuck on the interstate outside of town. Oh, and what good is the truth when it causes so much pain for you? Your optimism's up against a wall. Only lies can comfort you. Only lies will see you through. Just because a thing's convenient, well, that doesn't make it true. Only lies can comfort you.
Nashville, Tennessee. That's the second of two country tracks in a row. That was Robert Ellis and Only Lies from his 2014 album. The Lights from the Chemical Plant is a great song, terrific album. There is a sort of ultimate way of dealing with that business of forgetting lines. Back in the early 1960s, probably the most well-known comic actor, probably most loved as well in the UK, was Tony Hancock, who was transferring his successful Hancock's Half Hour series from radio to television. And of course, on radio, no one can see you reading the script. But on television, well, of course, a different matter. And, well, Hancock was a complex man and he had an issue with alcohol. He was sure when he transferred to TV, he wouldn't remember his lines. So he simply had them, written on huge cue cards just behind the camera. And if you watch an old episode of Hancock's Half Hour, such as The Blood Donor, many of these are on YouTube, you can actually see Hancock looking just past the person he's supposed to be talking to and reading the lines. You know, we may smile, but I think I'd be tempted to do the same. That's just about it for another week. I hope the next 7 days turn out okay for you. I thought what I'd do is a quick recap of the tracks we've heard this week. So I know sometimes, you know, we can fail to make a note of a tune we like when we've heard it. So we heard Beach Boys, Good Vibrations, Fleetwood Mac, Everywhere, Self, What a Fool Believes, Kevin Mark Trail, D-Thames, Dandy Warhol's Bohemian Like You, The Doobie Brothers, Take Me in Your Arms, Jackson Browne with Lawyers in Love, The Splendid She Makes War, Slow Puncture. Then we had World Party, Ship of Fools, Dierks Bentley Drunk on a Plane, Robert Ellis Only Lies, and we're coming up, we're going to finish with Yes and Long Distance Runaround. My name is Terence Dackham. I'll see you next time.
You have been listening to a Dacom Media production.